Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 635. Visible translated text is as follows. X9, A. I had to work on showing the pencils that were repacked, going into the display boxes and the numbers, and subtracted that from the total amount 46 from 2,755 and a half, which leaves 2,719 and a half. In other words, I just deducted the amount that had been taken out of the stockroom and repacked from the total amount that was stated to be packed, showing the amount of repacked goods. Now all I had to do was to copy that off. It had been figured once. The value of the repack was $70. That was mere copying. Now, the rubber insert entries, I got those that morning. The number of pencils packed during the week ending April 24th. That is, Thursday, April 24th. That insert rubber is a rubber stuck directly into wood with a metal tip or ferrule to hold it in. I have to go through all of this data, that being an awfully tedious job, not a hard job, but very tedious. It eats up time. I had to go through each one of these and not only have to see the number, but I have to know whether it is rubber insert or what it is. And then I put that down on a piece of scratch paper and place it down here. In this case, there was 720 gross. Then the rubber tipping, that means to tip with rubber. That is the rubber that is used on the medium-priced pencils that have the medium prices. We ship with the cheap shipping. I had to go through this operation again. A tedious job. And it eats up time, it is not hard. But it is tedious. I had to go through that again to find out the amount of tip rubber that was used on this amount of pencils. Now, it has been insinuated that some of these items, especially this item, if I remember correctly, that when I have gotten two of the items, I can add it all up and subtract from the total to get the third by deduction, but that is not so. Of the pencils that still remain unaccounted for, there are 2895.